The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
All right, Rick. I think it's time to go drag or sprint car racing. Sprint car racing. And we have with us, if all the technical issues have worked out, is we have Natalie Sather on the line with us. Natalie, welcome to Real Racing USA.
Thanks for having me.
Natalie, first thing I got to ask you is, what is it like to be the ASCS Midwest Regional National Champion?
It feels good. I was a little bit nervous that night. They told me all I had to do was start the heat race, take the green flag, and I did that, but I still wasn't excited until they actually, you know, said, you are the ASCS Midwest Points Championship. So it was really exciting.
Now, there's a lot of tough competition in the ASCS.
Oh, yes. Yes. Brian Brown was there. Toby Chapman, he's last year's reigning champion. He came in second. I mean, to race against guys like that and to have won is just awesome.
Now, these are 360 sprints?
Yes, correct.
And how many years have you been in a 360?
I have been in a 360 since I was 18 and I'm 22.
Wow. So 4 years and you're a champion. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Now, what do you attribute your championship to? Is it just consistency, crew, equipment? What do you think?
All of that. You know, consistency. I was really consistent this year. I believe out of the 11 shows, I placed in the top 11 out of 9 of them. So it was just consistency, which was awesome. I mean, if it wasn't for my crew, I wouldn't be out there racing. And, you know, the great equipment that my parents provide, I mean, it just, all that just finally came together this year, and it paid off in the end.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, in the Midwest, the ASCS Midwest, where do you travel?
This year we went to Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, and I believe that's it, just those kind of the tri-state area.
How many races are in the series?
11, I believe.
11?
Yep.
Consistency, that's great.
Yes.
We got some questions for you from some of our listeners. One of them asked, when will you move to 410s full-time?
You know, we try to race. We have a 410, and we race every once in a while. Full-time, I'm not sure if, you know, when or if we'll do that. You know, we like to just kind of, you know, mix it up with 360s and the 410s, so you kind of get a little bit of both. We did race at the Nationals this year and qualified for the A-Main on our prelim night. Unfortunately, we didn't race that next Saturday due to, you know, other conflictions that we had, because that Tuesday I had a points race and I just didn't want to risk getting hurt or the equipment or anything. But as far as racing 410s full time, I'm not sure when we'll be doing that.
Tell me what the difference is, but as far as a driver in the 360 to the 410.
The speed, obviously.
Right.
To me, it's the 410's a little bit lighter on the front end and it reacts more quickly than versus my 360. You know, this year, the only time I've raced my 410 was at Knoxville, and, you know, it's just a little bit lighter on the front end, a little bit more jumpy than my 360, and you have to, you know, how do I describe it? It's really hard to describe, you know, I just know how it feels. It's just a little bit, it's a lot lighter on the front end, and you kind of got to be more smooth versus with a 360, I guess.
Things happen a lot faster in the 410.
Oh, yeah.
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 Are you doing a lot more adjusting in the 410, such as the wing and stuff, while you're driving?
It all depends on the track, you know, and the setup of the car. Depends on if it's, you know, slick or tacky, or if the car set up loose or tight. That all depends. I mean, it's the same with the 360 versus the 410. You know, it kind of depends on the setup of the car and how the tracks, you know, the track conditions, you know, vary as the race progresses.
Now, another question we got, are you planning on going national ASC touring instead of just regional?
You know, we've talked about that. Basically, honestly, this year, I hadn't even planned on really participating with the ASCS Midwest. Our initial goal was to just race for Knoxville Rookie of the Year and just kind of, you know, race and be consistent there. Well, I had kind of find myself in the position to maybe win the points championship, if not for surely a top five or a top two finish. And then we just kind of kept going with that, and then the ASCS Midwest thing paid off, thank goodness. But as far as the national point series, we're not quite sure yet what we're going to do next year.
That's a big step up, isn't it?
Well, it's just a lot more races, which I'm totally willing to do. I'm never home in the weekends or in the summer, basically. So if I ever get a weekend off, I find myself, what am I going to do? I'm not racing. This is not normal. So,
what's your long-term goal, dirt or pavement?
whatever I can do to keep racing. I just love racing so much, whether it's dirt, pavement. I've done a couple, you know, different pavement things, just, you know, nothing too much with go-karts and other cars. But, I mean, I love the dirt. I'd like to experiment more with pavement, but right now I'm racing dirt, and that's what I love doing.
You said you started in a sprint car at 18. How long have you been racing?
I've been racing since I was 9.
Since 9 years old.
Yep. Technically, I started racing sprint cars when I was 17, but after 3 races, I was in a serious accident where I broke my leg in 3 places.
Ouch.
So I didn't get to continue on until I was 18. So,
what did you do when you were 9? What did you race when you were 9?
I raced go-karts around the, you know, Tri-State area. We had went to Tulsa, Oklahoma was the big one that we did in the Tulsa shootout. We placed 2nd there, and we did the nationals where I won a championship or a Duffy there. And just basically kind of toured North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, a little bit of Nebraska and Iowa, but that's what I started off in.
Now, what got you into racing?
I grew up kind of watching a friend of my dad's. My dad sponsored a sprint car when I was growing up, and I used to watch him and Donnie Schatz. I'm sure anybody who knows anything about sprint cars knows who Donnie Schatz is. And he's from North Dakota as well, and I kind of grew up watching him and a fellow friend of our family's named Mike Sitzman, and I just absolutely fell in love and kind of saw a flyer for a go-kart race one day in a gas station, and I told my mom, kept bugging her, can we go watch? And finally, I'm like, I want to do that so bad. So we got just a yard cart and went and started competing, and as the years progressed, we kind of got a little bit more into it, and it paid off in the end. And then finally, after winning nationals, I'm like, okay, we need to move up. This isn't fast enough for me anymore. So we decided to move up to full-size sprinters because that's the next car that we knew the most about.
Rick, remember we had to Donnie on our show early in the this year.
Yeah, right after the Winter Nationals.
Yeah, class act, that guy is. When you started in those go-karts, were you like the only girl, or were there other ladies in the deal?
You know, I would run across very few girls. There was a couple girls from South Dakota, 2 of them actually, they were sisters. And then actually my best friend started racing. She only raced for probably about 1 year, but her sister started racing, and she actually still races go-karts, and she's actually very good. But as far as, I mean, not many girls, just, you know, one in 100 you'd probably come across.
So what kind of advice would you give to young girls? That's fascinating. See, when you're like 9 years old, 10 years old, I mean, you're still forming your thoughts about life, you know? And, I mean, what advice would you give to girls who are going to buck the trend and go out there and race, who want to race?
I have 2 things that I kind of go by. Never, never, ever give up and face your fears and live your dreams. When I was growing up, I was always kind of tougher. And I once had, I'll never forget it, when I was go-kart racing, I had a young boy come up to me, and I will be honest, I used to beat him. And he came up to me and he said, "Why don't you go home and play with your Barbies?" And I said, "I don't have Barbies, I have G.I. Joes." And but yeah, he never messed with me again. So
I imagine.
And I did have Barbies, I didn't have G.I. Joes. That's just what I told him.
Now, you're the only girl on the ASE Midwest Touring Series, aren't you?
Yep. There have been a couple girls that have raced with the Midwest Tour, but as far as consistently competing with them, yes, I'm the only one.
And the first girl champion.
Yes, that's what I was told.
Now, of course, we originate from Florida, and one of our listeners wants to know, will you be back at Volusia again in February?
I'm actually not sure. I'm sure we will, you know, but our plans change all the time. Just check out my website, which is just nataliesather.com, and I post my schedule on there as soon as I know, and things do change, so just keep checking it frequently. But as far as Florida, I'm not quite sure. I'm sure we'll be back like we have in the past couple of years, but I don't want to make any guarantees yet.
Now, a lot of the sprint car drivers, it's amazing to me because over the years, you know, been here a long time and watched them come. The trip to Florida, you guys come from all over the country, you know, California, Iowa, all over the place. What's that experience like for you? Tell me what it was like for you.
It's it's different racing down in Florida. It's a different environment. Actually, every year we go down there, it's like, oh, we're going to go to Florida. It's going to be so nice and hot. And you go down there, it's like, I feel like we're in North Dakota. It's that cold. It's just kind of that time of the year. But I like racing at Volusia. I think it's an absolutely gorgeous track, and we have a lot of fun racing there. But it's just you experiment so many different things traveling all over the U.S., and I just have so much fun doing it.
And we got one final question from one of our listeners. They want to know, does Kenny Woodruff ever smile?
Yes, he does, actually. If you go on my website after winning the points championship, that's what the first thing I noticed after I looked at my camera was, I go, oh my gosh, Mom, Kenny is smiling in this picture. I was so excited because he does smile, but it's, you know, he laughs all the time. He's not, you know, maybe as grumpy, I guess, as some people think. And I've had a ton of fun with Kenny, and we've you know, just had a ton of fun being able to race and, you know, trial and error over the past few years. And yes, he does smile. But check out the picture on my website because it's a really funny picture.
Now, Kenny Woodruff, Hall of Famer, how did you get hooked up with him?
Just a friend of ours was talking to Kenny, this Mike Sisman, who I actually grew up racing. It happens to be good friends with Kenny Woodruff. And he had talked to Kenny, and he said, hey, there's this girl that you should meet. She races sprint cars. You know, she's doing pretty good up in the North Dakota area, and you should meet her. Well, my parents didn't tell me right away, and then they told me. And I'd known who Kenny was, but I'd never honestly seen him or met him in person. And I was at a World of Outlaw race, and I saw him walking around in the pits, and this is when he crew chief for Sammy Swindell. Well, something had went wrong, and I saw him, and he was very upset. So I was, like, so intimidated. I saw him. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I admit I was a little bit intimidated, but then we went down to Tulsa, and I met him and everything. And it was a little bit intimidating right away, but as the years progressed, you know, I've gotten to know him. And, I mean, I just him and his whole family, I love them all. I've had so much fun with Kenny and his whole family.
That's definitely, that's definitely a plus for your crew to have somebody like Kenny in your entourage.
Oh, yes.
No doubt about it. Now, you got something big coming up in October, right?
Yeah, we have the Winter Nationals down in Mesquite, Texas, which I'm looking forward to. There's the golf tournament that Thursday. I'm not sure if I'm going to make that or not yet. I actually have a prior commitment that day, but I'm trying to get out of it. But, yeah, we have the Winter Nationals. I'm super excited for that. Hopefully I can do good down there.
Natalie, tell us a little bit about your website and who sponsors and helps make your racing possible out there.
My website is www.natalie.sather.com. And I got to thank Kenny. I mean, by far, he's working on, and that's all he does. He just works on the car and makes sure everything is perfect, and I feel safe getting in that car. My parents, of course, Gateway Chevrolet here in Fargo, North Dakota, Brookings Auto Mall in Brookings, South Dakota, and J&J, you know, Shaver Motors. If it wasn't for those guys, I wouldn't be driving faster on that racetrack. And, of course, Bell Helmet, Lady Eagle, they always keep me styling on the racetrack. And Hans Device and Butler Seats, I can't thank those guys enough. I was in a serious crash in Knoxville, and if it wasn't for the seat and the Hans Device and everything and my chassis holding up, I probably would have gotten, you know, seriously hurt. But I got to thank all those guys that keep me safe and every other driver safe out there.
Well, I'll tell you, you got a lot of fans across the country, and I know you have fans in Florida because that's how we found out about you, was people talking about you on a Florida-based message board. So that's how we found out about you. So,
well, that's awesome. Yeah, I love to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got fans all over the country, Natalie.
Well, awesome. That's good.
All right.
Well, Natalie, you were a great interview. We hope to see you at Volusia in February. And best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you.
Mm.
Bye-bye.
Hey.